Disregard the rules. To become a great presenter, forget everything you've heard about public speaking. Don't try to copy famous speakers or follow complex rules from speaking classes. Ignore outdated advice like, always stand to the left of the screen, or never cross the beam of the projector. These old-fashioned rules will only make you more nervous and distract you from speaking confidently in front of others. When you speak in public, be yourself. Your nervousness and mistakes can actually make you more relatable and will fade as you become more confident. The key is to be authentic and embrace your imperfections. Audiences appreciate realness over polished presentations. Remember, be human, be you, make mistakes. The power of passion and persuasion. Audiences respond well to the genuine passion that captures their attention and emotions. Sally Hogshead, in her essay, How to Fascinate, suggests recalling a moment when leading a presentation, the audience was fully engaged. At that moment, the audience moved beyond cynicism or boredom, reacting emotionally to the message, tone, and delivery. Hogshead believes this intense emotional focus is when persuasion is most effective. The key to a powerful presentation is your passion. Speaking sincerely from the heart ensures your audience remains engaged. Passionate speaking boosts confidence, enhances mental clarity, and injects energy into your presentation. The baddest way to prepare. The stimulation people focus on can rewire their brains. The power is in the focus. Instead of fixating on what you might be doing wrong, as older presentation rules suggest, your presentation can be more effective if you show your passion and focus your unique talents on your presentation skills and behavior. With the right confidence and flow, you can change how your brain works and become the best presenter possible. Interpersonal connections. Answer these 5 questions to uncover your connection, the root of your passion, with any topic you present. 1. How does this topic relate to my work and life? 2. If I could change something about this topic, what would it be? 3. What is the most meaningful and powerful aspect of this topic? 4. What personally matters most to me about this topic? 5. If this topic doesn't engage me, what change could make me care? Break these rules. When preparing your presentation, aim to break the following rules to deliver the best presentation possible. 1. Your purpose is to give a good presentation. Your goal is not just to give a good presentation, it's to convince your audience why your viewpoint should be theirs. You want your presentation to have a positive impact and make something happen. This mindset will help you understand your topic better and refine your presentation to include essential information. 2. Give informational presentations. While providing information is important, your main focus should be on the emotional impact of your presentation. Your passion, purpose, and energy are what will influence your audience. Your goal is to motivate, convince, entertain, anger, invigorate, teach, and inspire your audience, not just inform them. 3. Practice in front of a mirror. While mirrors can be useful for observing your gestures and posture, practicing in front of them can distract you from connecting with your audience. Instead, practice speaking and moving around in an open room to get comfortable with how you sound and move. 4. Picture the audience in their underwear. This common advice is meant to make the audience less intimidating, but it can actually distract you from your presentation. Focus on understanding what your audience wants from you and deliver accordingly, rather than playing mental games. You are the presentation. People often treat presentations as separate, valuable items. Send the presentation to marketing, or post the presentation to the intranet. However, this mindset is counterproductive. Your presentation isn't just a PowerPoint deck, a Word file, or a slideshow. It's like an actor's costume or stage set. They're not the show itself. Remember, you are the presentation, regardless of the digital format, props, or venue. As Judy Garland wisely said, be a first-rate version of yourself, not a second-rate version of someone else. Additional rules to break. When giving a presentation, forget the traditional rules. Here's why. 1. Open with your introduction and close with questions. Instead of starting with an introduction and ending with questions, captivate your audience from the start. Grab their attention with surprises, challenges, or engaging content. 2. You either have confidence or you don't. you can teach yourself to be confident. Stand tall, keep your chin up, and relax your shoulders. Act confident, and you'll appear confident to others. 3. What you say is most important. Your voice is crucial. Use articulation, clear pronunciation, pitch variation, volume control, timbre changes, strategic silences, and varied speed to keep your audience engaged. 4. Scan the back wall to simulate eye contact and use the podium. Avoid scanning the back wall or hiding behind a podium. Establish real eye contact by looking at individuals in the audience. Practice this skill in conversations and apply it to your presentations. 5. Explain each topic. Instead of explaining topics, tell stories. Stories evoke emotions and thoughts, creating a connection with your audience. Find strong stories to enhance your presentations. 6. Have all your bullets on PowerPoint slides. Avoid using PowerPoint with bullet points. Most PowerPoint decks are dull and overloaded with information. Use storytelling, music, or pictures to deliver a more compelling presentation. Stay bad, no matter what happens. Improvisational actors and comedians use the "oops to eureka" technique when things go wrong. They aim to turn "oops" moments into eureka opportunities. To do this, they keep a positive attitude and think quickly on their feet. According to Jean Parrott, an Emmy-winning writer for The Carol Burnett Show, all of the complications you encounter on stage are fixable. He emphasizes that actors are the main focus of the performance, and any problem is just a minor part. Problems may come and go, but the actors always remain the stars. It's important never to let the audience forget that. More rules to still disregard. To truly embody this advice, be prepared to break these rules. 1. If something goes wrong, act like nothing happened. This is a mistake. When a mishap occurs, everyone knows. Ignoring it is inappropriate. Instead, acknowledge the mistake, deal with it, and then move on. This demonstrates control and determination, earning respect from your audience. 2. Ignore your nerves and they will go away. Being nervous is natural and can be beneficial. Nerves increase your energy and readiness. To manage nerves, acknowledge them and use deep breathing to calm yourself. Follow Dr. Andrew Weil's technique. Breathe in for 4 counts, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. Repeat this cycle for a sense of calm. 3. Control your emotions at all times. Effective presentations require emotion. Stay in touch with your emotions and observe them like a scientist. Choose the most appropriate behavior for your speech while maintaining control. Bad self. The CFO of a large healthcare company shared his presentation secrets with young executives. He revealed that his simple and unpolished presentations were always a hit with stockholders. While the CEO delivered polished, sales-focused presentations, the CFO's straightforward approach to discussing company numbers stood out. Their contrasting styles worked perfectly. The CEO brought energy and vision, while the CFO provided down-to-earth, no-nonsense discussions. His speech imperfections added authenticity and credibility with stockholders, earning him praise as he was, being his bad self in the best way. Next time you present, consider this approach. Practice at low-risk venues like local associations or schools. Dare to be bold with your openings, tell engaging stories, and keep your audience on the edge of their seats. Most importantly, have fun and be your authentic self, the best bad presenter you can be. Key points. 1. Forget traditional rules of public speaking and be authentic to connect with your audience. 2. Harness your passion to make presentations engaging and persuasive. 3. Focus on the emotional impact of your speech, not just on delivering information. 4. Practice genuine interaction, not rehearsed gestures or canned phrases. 5. Use stories and personal experiences to make your points more relatable and memorable. 6. Adopt and address mistakes during presentations to show confidence and control. 7. Be your unique self on stage to create an authentic and impactful presentation.